Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
SM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program and what is going to be a wet day, as you just heard Phil Devitt telling you. And the storm is coming, wind and rain. I'll take that, though. I'll take that over snow. But I have to leave here, drive to Onset to get a haircut in the middle of the day, come back here. I wanted to get an appointment in because my hair is just getting too unruly for me. But I wasn't thinking, oh, it's going to rain, going to be wind and rain and storm driving. Yay. But that's all right. It'll be worth it for the haircut. Walter does a great job. I always say every time, he makes me look better than I have any right looking. So, but if you've got stuff that you've got to get out of the way today, get it done early. So you can get out ahead of the wind and the rain. Because it is going to get pretty rough. And later on in the program, we will be joined by New Bedford Police Department Assistant Deputy Chief Scott Carolla to talk about their ongoing toy drive for the holidays. And I think that folks who are interested, you know, so everybody kind of wants to help this time of year, whether it's putting a few coins in the bucket as you leave the supermarket, or if it's donating to our Mini Miracle program. And thank you to all of the folks who have been donating to that, and all the businesses who have been signing on to sponsor it as well. You can get all the details at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you go to the website, right at the top menu there, you'll see Mini Miracle right across the top of your screen. And you can click on that and get over there and get all the information about the family and how to donate. But some people, you know, they say, there's not much that I can do. I've got to buy gifts from my own family and worry about my own winter heating bills and making sure the rent is paid and all of that. But I still want to give something. And just donating a toy is a huge help for that. And you could go to, I used to always recommend to people go to Christmas Tree Shop for an affordable toy to donate, but I guess that's not an option anymore. But you could even go to Dollar Tree and get, you know, $5 worth of small toys and go donate those. And to the kid who receives those toys, you know, that's just as good as if you went out and bought them a $100 Lego set. I still remember when I was a kid, being younger, and you know, you could get those small gifts, and they meant the world. You know, it might have only been a $2 action figure, but that became your favorite toy. And then as you get older, you know, the things you want are more expensive, and Santa brings you less. And then you go through that as a parent where you say, you know, the first Christmas, and we lived in the era of digital photos where, you know, you would take a photo of what the tree looked like after Santa came underneath the tree. And first Christmas, the entire living room was covered in gifts. Second, third Christmas, a little bit less each year. And by the time you get to be 5, 6, 7 years old, you know, you're getting more expensive toys and Santa doesn't have as much room on his sleigh for your stuff. And I heard Paul asking the question on Friday about what's the best Christmas gift you ever received, and you got some really great answers. But honestly, you know, I don't think I ever had a Christmas where I wasn't, something didn't become my absolute new favorite, is probably the best way to put it. I thought nothing would be better than the Christmas of 89 when I got a Nintendo, finally, after years of asking. That was probably my favorite gift of all time because I had no idea I was getting it. At this point, you know, 4 years into the Nintendo phenomenon and my mom refusing to hook one up to the television because she said it would ruin the TV, I was convinced I was never getting one. And the whole thing unfolded, you know, a Christmas story style. Hey, there's one more gift. What's that over there? What's that behind the tree? And I looked and I was like, there is something over there. And my mom said, I think that's a gift Santa left for everybody. But Tim, why don't you open it? And I just went out of my mind because I saw saw the size of the box. I was like, it could be, yeah, but it's not. There's no way. And it was a Nintendo Entertainment System. And that was also a great year, too, because I got one of my favorite toys, too, some little Thundercats figures, little mini ones. But anyway. 508-996-0500 is the number. App chat available on the WBSM app, as well as open line voicemails. And a reminder, too, that as we are going to be programming in some Christmas music for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, Christmas morning, I would love for, especially for our regular callers, but certainly anybody out there that wants to, leave me an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. You know, something like, hey, this is, you know, Joe from New Bedford, and I just want to say happy holidays to Mary, Chris, Sully, and the rest of the crew. Happy New Year, too. You know, like something like that. Quick, 5-10 seconds. The more of those I get, the more of those I can spread throughout the course of the day. And we can play them on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning and mix them in between the songs, and then you can send out your holiday well wishes to the audience. I think it's a fun way for you to still have your voice heard, even though we won't be on the air, and also for you to spread those Christmas wishes around. And what I'll do is I'll put an article out, hopefully sometime this week, encouraging you to send those in and with the directions of how to do that, because we actually have, there's an article that I published before in which it kind of explains how to leave those voicemails, but I'll add all that into this so that you'll be able to access that. And it's super easy, but it also can be daunting if you've never done it before. People are worried about technology. They don't know, will I have a chance to re-record it if I don't like it before I send it in? Absolutely. All of that works. Yesterday, the city of New Bedford had the ribbon cutting. Well, I mean, I guess it's technically the developers, but the city of New Bedford put out the release about the ribbon cutting for 18 and Union, the newest downtown development, and one of many that are in the process downtown. And this is taking some of those older buildings and kind of bringing new life into them with housing and commercial space and a restaurant. And this is something that you know, this is right at the bottom of, again, 18 and Union. So it's Route 18 and Union Street. And this is going to be something that not only will you see a lot driving up and down those two heavily traveled roads, but also people that come into the city, whether via the fast ferry or to get on the fast ferry, people driving down Route 18 to get to the south end to visit the beaches and Cisco and all, like, this is going to be a very prominent thing that people see. Just like, you know, we're talking about how the pedestrian bridge is going to become part of the landscape and part of the scenery of New Bedford, so will this development and some of the other projects that are happening downtown. And I'm telling you, I keep saying this, and people roll their eyes and don't want to believe me, but you're going to have a vastly different New Bedford in 5 to 10 years. I'm probably closer to 5. And those of you who are anti-John Mitchell won't want to admit this, but John Mitchell envisioned this before he became mayor and has been working to make all of these things happen. And I know when all is said and done, he's going to be New Bedford's longest consecutive serving mayor. I believe he's already hit that mark. He's still got a ways to go to match Charles Ashley for the number of years. But he's been the longest consecutive serving mayor. And he's going to be one of the most consequential mayors. Because of all these projects and things that have been done and changes to the way that the city does business that will starts with an R, reverberate for many years to come. So, yeah, as much as you want to criticize him for things like trying to keep a lid on crime, for being too overprotective of the people that work for him and not letting them speak to the media, say, or maybe that matters more to us than it matters to you, for battling with the city council, for utilize, and so much of this revitalization, or I shouldn't use that term necessarily as much as I would say redirection of what's happened in the past, because this is taking abandoned buildings and turning them into something again. And as much as people want to criticize him for using ARPA money to do those things, you have to understand other municipalities are jealous of the way that New Bedford has utilized its ARPA funds. They're kind of slapping themselves in their collective forehead and saying, why didn't we think of doing it that way? Why did we use it for short-term things when it could have been used for long-term investment? And I think Mayor Mitchell looked at where the city was coming out of the pandemic and made the calculated risk that I think will be okay if we just go forward and instead of utilizing this money to bail ourselves out, use it as a way to invest in the future. This is a once in a many generation opportunity. And it's been put to good use. The same people that complain, I can't believe $37 million is going into the Zeitarian and they still have their hand out for more money, are going to be the people that when they walk in there for the first time after those renovations are going to say, I can't believe that we have this in our city. And if you need any further proof of what an impact that theater is for the downtown, go talk to some of the business owners especially the restaurant and bar owners, about what it's been like without having that facility open. And they'll tell you, yeah, no, we're hurting. We need that to come back in a big way, and it will. So you might not agree with everything that John Mitchell does. Certainly I don't. You might not like him as a person. Certainly I do. I've always, I may not agree with things and some of the way that he does things, but I've always liked him as a person. You may not. But you have to agree, these investments were smart. And you're starting to see them pay off. It was a little different 2 years ago when you're saying, how does this come to fruition? But now that you're seeing it actually happen and unroll before your eyes, I think you're getting a better understanding of it. And like I said, in 5 years, this is going to be a totally different city. However much rail service helps, however much having a new New Bedford-Fairhaven bridge helps. But with more housing, with more affordable housing, but also with more market rate housing. Because yes, the city does need more affordable housing, but more market rate housing helps change the city's financial fortunes. So it's going to be vastly different, and this project is just one of the, and there's other projects coming. You can read about some of them in the story at WBSM.com and on the app, and some of them are things that are still in the planning stages that haven't even been announced yet. Or I know that there's a number of people, developers, business owners, who are just kicking the tires on some ideas. And are talking about potential investments. And instead of saying, I've got to get out of this city, if I want to make a living, if I want to make a good fortune to pass down to my family, if I even just want to be successful, I got to get out of the city. Instead of saying that, they're saying, how else can I invest in New Bedford? So you've got to make a decision. If you are one of those negative people, one of those people that are like, this city is going to hell. You've got to make a decision. Do you want to just keep saying that because you just like being a negative person? Or do you want to open your eyes and look around and reevaluate what's going on? You can still, the things that you're upset about, you can still be upset about. But you have to be willing to see the good as much as the bad. And by the way, that happens anywhere. 508-996-0500. I've got to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back. Yeah, we're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. And we've got a contest running right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app to send you to see Earth, Wind, and Fire at Mohegan Sun. Do you remember the 18th night of December? Because that's when you're going to be going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire if you are one of the lucky winners. You can enter in all your information at WBSM.com or on the app. Just fill out a few lines with some information, and then if you are a winner, Casey will contact you and let you know. You can sign virtually. We'll send you your tickets virtually. You don't have to come down here. You don't have to go to the box office. None of that. So if you would like to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire, you can enter to win now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They're the sponsors of all of Tim's tickets. And that is also the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they have gift cards on sale right now, as well as many other great gifts for someone in your life who might enjoy a nice bottle of liquor, a case of beer, one of those really hard to find bottles of whiskey, bourbon, scotch, rye. They've got things there that you show up with that as a gift. That's going to be somebody's favorite Christmas present of all time. So check them out at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The United CEO murder suspect fights a return to New York. Evacuations after a wildfire in Southern California. And a new study shows the leading cause of death for whales.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The suspect in the UnitedHealthcare CEO murder is fighting his extradition from Pennsylvania to New York. Luigi Mangione appeared in a Pennsylvania courtroom on Tuesday, where he challenged his extradition. He was ordered to remain held without bail. Daniel Penny says in an interview with Fox News that he would have felt guilty if someone was injured by Jordan Neely on the subway. Penny was charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide in last year's chokehold death of Neely on a subway train. The jury found Penny not guilty of negligent homicide after he was acquitted of the top charge, manslaughter, last week when the jury could not reach a verdict. Massive evacuations are underway after a wildfire exploded in Malibu, California. The brutal Santa Ana winds are whipping through the entire Southern California region, adding fuel to the now named Franklin Fire. Close to 3,000 acres have been charred so far with zero containment. Two of President-elect Trump's more embattled nominees are seeking support from senators. Pete Hegseth, nominated for Defense Secretary, and Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, were on Capitol Hill Monday hoping to shore up critical support from Republicans. Hegseth, a former Fox News host and veteran, has faced questions over his personal and professional conduct. Israel is reported to have carried out dozens of airstrikes across Syria in an effort to destroy weapons and keep them out of the hands of rebels following the fall of the Bashar al-Assad regime. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is doing what it can to bring about stability. The United Nations chemical watchdog is urging authorities in Syria to ensure the safety and security of all chemical weapons. A judge is allowing a Navy veteran to go ahead with his defamation lawsuit against CNN. Zachary Young accuses the news network of hurting his business by involving him in a segment from 2021 about contractors who allegedly profiteered off Afghan refugees trying to escape the country when U.S. forces pulled out. This could lead to a jury trial, which court records in Florida show is scheduled to begin next month. And a new study shows collisions with ships have become the leading cause of death for whales worldwide. Active shipping routes overlap with 92% of the world's known migration, feeding, and living areas for four types of whales. Meanwhile, protections designed to prevent crashes between ships and whales are present in less than 10% of these areas. The study was published late last month in the journal Science.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Winnipeg Jets last night, off to Seattle to play the Kraken on Thursday. Celtics back at TD Garden in Boston on Thursday to play the Detroit Pistons. And the Patriots' next game is with the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. You can tune into the game right here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A stormy day on the horizon. Strong winds, especially along the coast, could lead to power outages picking up as the day progresses. Be prepared for heavy rain and gusty conditions. While today's temperatures will be in the 60s, cold front moves in tonight, dropping temperatures into the 40s for Thursday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
When I lost my grip and I hit the floor.
That Is Amazing by Aerosmith. And speaking of amazing, we lost one of the most amazing people I certainly knew. And that is the amazing Kreskin. He has passed away at the age of 89. He passed away yesterday. And the amazing Kreskin, or amazing, as he let me call him, was one of the most fascinating people I've ever had the pleasure of interviewing. And I had him on multiple radio shows over the years. He was just a delight to speak with. And so often our conversations would not even be about his performances, because that's what they were to Kreskin. He was very firm in saying he did not have any supernatural powers. There was no magic to what he did. There was no special abilities to what he did. He didn't see himself as a psychic, as a medium, as a fortune teller, as a hypnotist. That's not what he did. He saw himself as a scientist, as a researcher, who took what he learned about the power of suggestion, about perception, about being able to read people. And he took all of that and found a way to combine the knowledge of that with a dramatic flair to become a performer. And, you know, in our conversations, he would talk a little bit about some of the things that he would do in his performances, but mostly we would end up talking about, like, Johnny Carson, because Kreskin was a favorite on Johnny Carson. He's probably the reason Carson created Karnak. And so we would just talk about that and, you know, 60s and 70s Hollywood and things of that nature. But I did always love the story that Kreskin would always tell the theater owner that he was performing in to put his paycheck in an envelope and hide it somewhere in the building. And that if Kreskin couldn't find it, then he wouldn't get his fee for that show. And in the thousands and the tens of thousands of performances he'd done over the years, he'd never missed a paycheck. So it's just, he was one of a kind, for sure. And I might put an article up later on today with our Spooky South Coast interview with him, because that one I felt was really about Kreskin as a person, a chance to kind of not perform, because the way that we've always done Spooky South Coast, and by the way, looks like we're going to be here this Saturday night for our first new edition of the program in over a year. I don't know that we'll be here every week, but we'll be here this week at least. Well, I'll be here. I think Stephanie's busy. I haven't spoken to Moniz, but we do have a guest booked. Anyway, the way we've always done that program is, you know, we take all the commercial breaks at the beginning so that we can have a nice long form uninterrupted discussion. And that way there, you know, we've been able to dive into some things that, because if you bring somebody on for a 10-15 minute segment and they've been on the radio and on television, you know, numerous times like Kreskin had been, they've got their kind of stock answers and their stock talking points. And, you know, their PR people will send you a list of things you can discuss and things like that. And so you get interviews that kind of all sound the same. And so our approach has always been, well, if we give them a half an hour, 45 minutes, 90 minutes, kind of uninterrupted, then you can dive deeper. You dig past some of those stock answers. And certainly Kreskin came onto the program ready to talk about anything, and we talked about everything. And I still probably could have done another 10 interviews with the guy and still never covered everything I'd want to talk to him about. So this is You know, I've still got hanging up on my wall in my office some of the stuff that he sent me from the first appearance that he came on. And he was like, here's a picture of the board game of the Kreskin board. Like, he was a character. And he knew how to market himself, too. And he always played the part, even when he wasn't playing the part. So even when he wasn't performing, he was Kreskin. And that's, you know, his name was George. But he didn't, nobody called him that. Everybody called him Kreskin. So to him, I will say what he would always say. Kreskin did not say goodbye. At the end of his shows, at the end of his appearances, he would always say, this is not goodbye, but to be continued. And so I know someday I'll be having another great conversation with the amazing Kreskin. And maybe this time Johnny Carson will be there as well. So Kreskin, this is not goodbye, but to be continued. Which is what we will do after this break. And if you're waiting on a sunny day today, well, I've got some bad news for you. It's going to be rainy and windy all day. 2 to 3 inches of rain coming, maybe even some thunder. Localized flooding possible. Powerful gusty winds and potential power outages. That's your day today, so you're not going to get the sunny day today. But tomorrow you will. But speaking of sunny, you might be thinking to yourself, as you head into 2025, what can I do to kind of rein in some of my bills, and how can I make an investment in my home that will make things more efficient? Well, one of the things you can look at doing is going solar, but you might think that solar means you've got to put a bunch of solar panels on your roof that are going to detract from the appearance of maybe a historic home or the design of your home, and that's not the case at all. I want you to go to the Isaacson Solar Facebook page and take a look at some of their recent jobs that they've done, including some very historic homes in Massachusetts, going back to the 1700s, the 1800s, and seeing the way that they've been able to incorporate solar panels without being obtrusive. And if you look at the video that they posted recently, you can see how they can also create these new features for your property that can incorporate solar power. They made a carport, a curved carport right outside somebody's home that looks like it's part of the original architecture. And so now these folks, on a day like today, can go from the front door to the car and from the car to the front door without getting wet, but also with this gorgeous addition to their home that also serves as a solar power collection station. They can put a solar pavilion in your backyard, which would be the envy of all your neighbors on a hot, sunny day when you're chilling out in your lawn chairs underneath that thing. And you don't have to worry about the sun blazing on you, but it is blazing on your solar panels and creating energy for you. So check out the videos and all of the other great stuff at the Isaacson Solar Facebook page. And if you're ready to schedule an appointment and talk to somebody about whether or not solar is right for you, well, you can do that by going to isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. And you will see how trusted they are with homes that are, you know, some of the most historic, some of the most beautiful, You wouldn't want just anybody climbing up on the roof of these homes. That's why they call Isaacson Solar, because they are the best. They are the most trusted. And just a quick scan of their Facebook page and watching some of those testimonial videos, you'll see why. Isaacson Solar on Facebook and IsaacsonSolar.com. All right, my number here is 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. It's funny because yesterday I shared that story that we discussed yesterday morning about the Lice Clinic of America and the hair salon two doors down that is upset that so many people keep coming into the hair salon thinking that they're the place to go to get their lice removed. And it's not that the owner of the hair salon doesn't want people with lice coming into her hair salon. It's that she's constantly taking time out of, you know, working on people's hair to have to address people's confusion about where they're supposed to go. And so her argument is, you know, a simple sign can make all the difference. And I shared that story in the Middleboro Facebook group. And it is, you know, the woman who owns the Lice Clinic of America location in Middleborough told me there's so much misinformation and misunderstanding about lice. And you could see that from the way people were commenting. So if anything, hopefully this story helped people get a little bit of an education for what is apparently a very big problem that they need a clinic to be open. I didn't realize that lice was that prevalent. I mean, I know it happens, but I didn't think it happened that often that they could have enough people coming in on a regular basis to a clinic. But anyway, you can still read that story at WBSM.com and on the app. Got to take one final break for this hour. We'll be right back.
All right. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.